Vanessa Fontaine describes her son's disappearance as her worst nightmare.
I'm just like, can I wake up from it? It's in a nightmare. Every day I wake up, I'm saying, is this going to be the day that he's going to come home?
But the 48-year-old mother says she still has no idea where Avante could be. News reports have focused on how Avante, like many boys with autism, is drawn to trains. And the MTA has been running announcements about his disappearance throughout the system.
I don't think he'll be on the train this long, 7 days. He's going to get hungry. He's going to get tired. He's going to have to use the bathroom. So I doubt if he's still on the train. And, you know, the noise hurts his ears. So he's not going to stay in the system that long, riding the train.
She also said he wouldn't even know the neighborhood around his school. A yellow bus picks him up and brings him home each day. And he's only attended the school since September, when he started ninth grade. The Riverview School is also in a location that's very difficult to navigate. It's right next to several construction sites, the river, the Pulaski Bridge, and the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Avante's father, Daniel Oquendo, says it's really hard to imagine where his son could have gone. He says the boy likes to run, but he doesn't like sports or playgrounds.
He's playful, but this is with family, of course. With strangers, he's very... He doesn't interact well with others as far as someone that he doesn't know. He loves sweets. Skittles is his favorite.
He said he also loves playing video games on his tablet. Avante's family attended a vigil across the street from the school on Friday. About 100 people stood in a park on the bank of the East River holding candles. Some were advocates for children with autism. Others just came.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
A woman who said she's from Brownsville led the Lord's Prayer. The vigil was held near a makeshift command center organized by volunteers with the active presence of police.
I can't help think about my own son.
Mine too, I have a 14-year-old.
The command center is just a couple of tables with a big red umbrella, boxes of pizza, and flyers with Avante's photo. Esmeralda McLean said she wanted a central location where people could meet to join the search. She lives in Queens and has two children and says she's been helping out since early Sunday morning.
I see that children go missing all the time, and it always, you know, it hurts me, and I always feel like, what could I do? What can I do? And it hit home. It's here. It's in New York City. It's in the greatest city of the world. We have to come out.
Anyone on subways, they're going to be with Esmeralda. Anybody in cars, you come to me. And foot,
yeah.
Christina, and we're going to meet over there.
As the sun went down, Avante's 26-year-old brother, Danny Oquendo, organized the volunteers into groups. Their plan was to cover the city. Oquendo took a leave of absence from his job in Florida to search for his little brother. Even though they can't talk to each other, he said he still feels like they're very close.
Really, it's weird to say, it's all energy, pretty much. You can tell how he feels when you're around him. And if you've ever been around a loved one that has a mental disability or is autistic or anything, you can always feel their energy. And that's how we know he's alive right now. We feel his energy.
And with the energy of the volunteers and loads of police officers, Avante Oquendo's family spent yet another night searching for him. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.